My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist for the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can catch them every Friday and Saturday at the Reagan Building here in Washington, D.C. You can also check out their work online at capsteps.com. And Mark, two debates and a State of the Union this week. I'm sure you were glued to every minute of it.
Yeah, anybody who's been glued to every one of the debates really needs some serious psychological help. State of the Union, though, much more interesting.
There's only been 19 or 20 of them, Mark. I don't know why you are hitting this fatigue wall all of a sudden.
Wow, is that really, that's all? It seems more like 80 or maybe 90 at this point. It's like if the heavyweight champ, you know, we'll say Obama's the heavyweight champ, and people had to fight, you know, every day for 2 months to have the right to fight him the next day.
There you go. Well, the president, of course, got his time in prime time on Tuesday night, spoke for a little over an hour, and, you know, he did his best, I think, Mark, to put a sunny face on the economy. We all know it's not doing all that great right now, so he did what any, observant politician would do. He would talk about the things that went well in the past year.
Yeah, I mean, how many times can you say, I killed bin Laden in one speech? You know, you say, oh, except for the high unemployment, massive debt, runaway federal spending, government intrusion into the private sector, and all those things, I'd still kill bin Laden.
That's exactly right. So he began the speech with that, and he ended the speech with that, saying if Congress and all of Washington could just act like Navy SEALs, we wouldn't be having these problems, which is probably true. And I think it'd be very interesting to watch for a little while if all of Washington.
Well, that's a good point, too. But if we had opponents, you start sending predator drones in to the opposing party to break up these partisan fights and everything. Could get a little sloppy up there.
It could. No.
Not that the voters across the country would care much.
They might shape up. Who knows? But
that's right.
A couple of drone strikes changes attitudes pretty quickly, I think.
That's right.
But anyway, as we both mentioned, the bin Laden strike is clearly the highlight of 2011 for President Obama. And while he didn't do this in the State of the Union speech, you know he really wanted to. And this is the Capitol Steps song for the week. Right, Mark?
Absolutely. This is him addressing that subject.
Here we go.
Hello. I'm Barack Obama, and as you have heard, Osama bin Laden has been killed. This was good news. But now, of course, Donald Trump is now demanding to see his death certificate. You may have also heard that we have had knowledge of his whereabouts for quite some time. But we did not want to compete with the news coverage of the royal wedding. So now I'm going to explain to you how the whole situation went down. I had some disagreements with things Osama said. He saw himself as living. Well, I kinda saw him dead. So I sent some Navy SEALs in to shoot Osama's face. And we had his body reeled in and found a new resting place. Oh yeah, under the sea. That's where he'll be. We gave him 3 plugs. Now he's with sea slugs permanently. Now that he's down there in the dark, a sushi platter for the sharks. Instead of virgins, he'll be with sturgeons. What's my next action? How's this reaction? I won't refuse to send a Fox News crew under the sea.
Oh, Mark. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how many times he tries to squeeze that into every answer in the later debates and on the campaign trail if things don't pick up economically. But
yes, absolutely.
But, you know, you can kind of try to work that. He's a skilled speaker. So, you know, oh, what did you say about the deficit? Well, there's a deficit of terrorist leaders.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I think that might get a little tedious over time, so you'll have
to. Yeah, I think people maybe would see through that, but, you know, who knows? And who knows how bad the Republicans are going to beat themselves up? I mean, he might be able to just, you know, jog across the finish line next year. Who knows?
Yeah, this Republican race has gotten a lot tougher and a lot longer than a lot of people wanted it to be. The funny part to me, Mark, is that they decided to do this proportional delegate thing one cycle after Obama and Hillary just basically beat the tar out of each other. You'd think you'd want a nice, clean, pretty quick victory for your nominee if he can string a few victories together. But the way they set up the system is almost begging for a protracted fight. Very weird.
Know, and who knows? We might have the moon colony vote. We might have to start counting on not too long from now as well.
I think we're going to have to make sure they get 3 electoral votes up there.
Absolutely.
Mark, have a great day and a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com.
I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.